Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McKay here with Rick Farmelo and Amanda Raymond. And guess what? It's time for our Oscar picks. Cheers,
yes,
everybody.
Yes.
Cheers.
And in the background, we hear Frank Sinatra singing a version of The Way You Look Tonight, which I think was the best song in a movie called Swing Time with Fred Astaire.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Frank Sinatra was the win for... They're just nominated for the... What has he done? The From Here to Eternity?
Uh-huh.
He won?
I think it's in here, too, on this. It's all Sinatra.
But he won.
He won Supporting Actor. He Best Supporting Actor, yeah.
Supporting Actor. And he was nominated for Man with the Golden Arm, right, or something.
I think so. But not the Golden Gun, James Bond movie. No, different movie. Okay,
Golden Arm heroine, whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to go through...
The major
is, and Rick is a voting member of the Academy, so I'm not sure if this is legal or not, but what do you think?
Well, I can, you know what, by the time this airs...
Yeah, there you go. It'll all be over.
The ballots have to be in tomorrow, so I'm not going to influence anybody.
Okay. So we'll get your picks.
I don't influence anybody by doing anything.
So we'll just tell who we want to... Well, I guess what should we do?
Let's predict and who
we'll predict, and then you can tell who you want this year. You could predict, and then you can tell who you're actually voting for.
Okay.
And why.
Oh, my.
Okay? So we'll just do the majors, which we'll do actor, actress, supporting, best picture, director, and of course
best sound editing.
Animated feature.
Oh, okay.
Although, I do have a gripe that Tron was not nominated for best art direction or art effects or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Why?
It should have.
I don't know why.
That movie looked awesome.
Yeah, it looked great. Yeah.
I agree.
And Daft Punk did the soundtrack.
Which
so.
I bought.
Okay, so let's start out with the actor.
The nominees are.
And the nominees are Javier Bardem for Beautiful, spelled wrong. And then Jeff Bridges, Jesse Eisenberg, Colin Firth, and James Franco.
Wow.
And I think I'll say Colin Firth is probably going to win.
I'm going with that, too.
Going to be my guess.
Which he deserves.
This guy is the sloppiest.
And so Colin Firth is going to probably win.
Let's see if the computer goes out here.
Yeah. And most likely, my sentimental pick is James Franco. But we'll see what happens.
Well, he'd give his right arm for me up for an hour, too. We'll see what happens. Okay, well, I'm going to go first while we clean up the bar.
Yeah, I spilled
drinks
my
get spilled at the bar.
Martini.
He has another one coming now. I am going to predict Colin Firth for the King's Speech.
And who are you voting for?
I'm probably going to vote for Colin Firth. Also, I didn't see Javier Bardem for Beautiful.
Yeah, it's not good. It's foreign.
They misspelled it anyway.
Yeah.
If they wanted to win, they should have spelled it the correct way. And so that's my pick. Jerry, what's your...
Colin Firth, and like I said, I think James Franco should win. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I like that James Franco.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
And he's working like crazy, and he's doing the... You know what he's going to play? Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, and he's
really
directing
wow.
it and acting in it, and so it looks good. Okay, let's move on to actress.
Okay,
best actress, we have a choice of Annette Bening, Nicole Kidman, Jennifer Lawrence, Natalie Portman, or Michelle Williams. Amanda, you go first this time.
I'm going to say Annette Bening.
You know, I was thinking Natalie Portman, but I'm going to go for Annette Bening because I think the Academy is probably going to go a little bit older and they're going to like Annette Bening. And Warren Beatty has got to bring some.
I don't know. Well, it's possible. I'm going to predict Natalie Portman. She's been around long enough.
Yeah.
I think this might be her first nomination. I'm not positive.
Yeah. I think she's nominated for... Was she nominated for Closer? I think she might have been nominated for Closer. But she's great. She's awesome.
Great song, too.
So that's it. And so you are voting for Natalie Portman?
I haven't decided yet. I have till tomorrow. But don't rush me.
Okay.
I have till tomorrow, so I'm not really sure I'm voting for.
Let's go to supporting actors. This, I think, is a total lock. But there could be an upset. But Christian Bale, John Hawks, Jeremy Renner, Mark Ruffalo, and Jeffrey Rush.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, I think, has got it.
I think he'll win it all. I'm going to vote for him also.
You know, the one thing...
The movie really is kind of more about him. I mean, really, the
In fact, I actually saw that. He's nominated for supporting, and Colin Firth for actor, and Jeffrey Rush actually has much more screen time than Colin Firth
yeah.
in the movie.
Yeah.
And, but that... So do they choose, do you know? I mean, do they choose what they're going to nominate or who they're going to nominate
I'll tell
for?
You how it works. The studio... decides how they're going to the studio decides how they're going to submit the artist for whatever it is they decide
and not to go back to actor but was it Anthony Hopkins for Silence of the Lambs 16 minutes was all he was in that
really?
Movie
wow.
It was 16 minutes and he got best actor. Which was why I kind of like James Franco, because he was in the entire movie.
The chef of the one dance sequence. Cut away. Just took for a break.
Okay, but I think it's going to be Christian Bale, and he's deserving with all this other stuff he's got.
I agree. He's amazing in the movie, actually. Like, amazing.
Yeah. Great. And Best Supporting Actress, we have Amy Adams, Helena Bonham Carter, Melissa Leo, Hailee Steinfeld, Jackie Weaver.
Well, I've seen three of the performances, so I can only. I'm gonna tell you what. Boy, this is gonna be a tough one. I think it's between Melissa Leo and
Hailee Steinfeld.
Amy Adams.
And Amy Adams. See, that's what I'm thinking.
But I think they're gonna split the vote.
I think they're gonna split the vote, and I think Hailee Steinfeld's gonna win.
Maybe.
For True Grit. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't. You know what? I thought she was good, but I don't. I don't know. I was more impressed by Amy Adams, actually.
I love,
frankly,
Amy Adams.
Because she was, I think she was, like, perfect, actually,
yeah, she
for that
like
role.
Yeah, she's like this total white trash, like, kind of vicious woman, but you still
she's
kind of like
vicious.
Her.
Amy Adams is vicious.
Well, I mean, the mouth.
I like her. She was,
She's
a tough girl.
It's called white trash. You have your own language.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a prediction right here early on. Next year, Amy Adams is going to win Best Actress.
For...
She's
who she's
playing.
No.
Janis Joplin.
Oh, really?
They're finally doing that Janis Joplin movie that they've threatened to do.
She can sing.
And she's going to play Janis Joplin. She can sing.
That could be it, yeah.
She's going to win. That's my prediction for next year, for 2012.
Well, you know, she's too pretty to be Janis Joplin, but
she'll do a good job. So this is the biggest one. So who do you think is going to win Best Supporting?
I think it's probably going to be Amy Adams.
Really?
Yeah.
Melissa Leo has won like everything.
She's really good though. I mean, you don't like her, but she's really good.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's like you just kind of wonder, is that really what she's like or something? I mean, that's a stupid way of judging anybody, but she's pretty awesome. And she is.
And Helena Bonham Carter.
And she's great too.
She's awesome in that. And I heard that she was filming that while she was doing Harry Potter at the exact same time,
really?
So she would like have to switch between those two characters during the day, which is.
I think the reason she won't win, I think she's great. I think she probably won't win just because it's such a subtle. It's small.
It's a small.
And it's subtle, but she's really, really good.
She is. But I think that's not going to, you know, they're looking for
it's not a showy.
Bigger performance.
Okay, well, let's go down to Best Animated Feature, which Rick and Amanda both have a lot of feelings about. We have How to Train Your Dragon, The Illusionist, and Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3 is going to win.
Yeah, I think Toy Story 3 is going to win, too.
I think we're all agreed on that.
Yep.
Because it was one of the nominations for Best Picture, so obviously people love
but
it.
But How to Train Your Dragon's a great
That's my vote. That's
you're
going to
vote for it?
Absolutely,
good for you.
Yeah.
Vote your conviction,
I also think The Illusionist is great.
The Illusionist is beautiful, but the problem is it was too slow for a lot of people. There wasn't really much of a
not
plot.
Not for me.
You know, and it's nice to look at it.
I think had it been only animators voting, that might have had a shot at winning. Honestly.
Yeah.
I think if only animators are voting for Best Picture, How to Train Your Dragon.
Really?
And my argument is, and I've probably said this already on the on a past,
not original.
On a past podcast. Is, you know, Toy Story 3 is a great movie, great, but it's like we already know the characters, we already love them. It's not hard to get us, make us care about them because we already know them. How to Train Your Dragon, they had to start from scratch, create characters out of nothing, and make you care about them, and they did.
Yeah.
And that's why I gave it the nod personally. Plus, I loved it. I mean,
yeah, it was
I totally loved it.
It was
so
fun to watch, and yeah, and there were lots of amputations, which make a kid's movie extra.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Best Director. We have Darren Aronofsky for Black Swan, David O. Russell for The Fighter. We're going to differ on this one. I know we are. Then we have Tom Hooper for The King's Speech, David Fincher for The Social Network, and Joel and Ethan Coen for True Grit.
That's a real tough one. Yeah. Here's the way it usually runs, honestly, is Best Picture also gets Best Director. And for the most part, I'd say 80% of the time, that's pretty much how it goes.
Well, I'm going to go first, since you're backing off a little bit.
No, I'm not backing. I'm just saying.
Social Network, David Fincher. That's my pick. I think he did a great job directing that movie, which could have been really boring.
Could have been nothing.
But he jumped around and kept everything going.
Or it could have been people didn't know what was going on.
Right.
But simple enough that you understood.
How come she looked at me when she said it could be too cerebral? You look right at me the whole line and then winked.
But I am a little disappointed that. Did you see 127 Hours yet? You got to watch it tonight.
Yeah, I will.
Danny Boyle should have been nominated. I mean, again, to keep us interested in a movie where there's basically
he's in it too?
Danny Boyle directed it.
Oh, he directed it.
Yeah.
He just seemed
like Millionaire, and it's just like that British bouncing around, and he keeps it kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But so who's your pick?
I think King's Speech is going to win Best Picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to the director also. I don't think it's that head and shoulders above everything else that it's, you know, I mean, it's possible. It's possible Social Network can get it. I absolutely love Social Network, so I mean, that's actually going to be my pick for picture and director.
Wow.
But I don't think it's going to. I don't think because it's all these new guys. It's too much of a new thing. You know, I'll get into the my theory on Best Picture. But I, you know, it's a tough choice. And you know,
what do you think, Amanda?
I think it's
going to
go to King's Speech as well.
Do you? Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of people saying it's going to be Darren Aronofsky for Black Swan.
Man, I hope not.
She didn't like it, folks. Ugh. Hey, folks, she didn't
I
get
can't
it,
believe right? that he was married to Rachel Weisz. Actually, Rachel Weisz has his baby, Darren Aronofsky.
I don't even know who.
No, Rachel Weisz.
I did. She's
totally nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not just skipping over there.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's our pick. So let's go to Best Picture. We got 10 of them. Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone.
Why is that even in there?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. That was like the most depressing movie in the world.
It was a bad year. It wasn't even good.
It's a weak year. They shouldn't have, I don't like the 10 movies. Frankly, I don't like them expanding it to 10. I know why they did it. It was strictly for ratings for the show.
Right.
So people would get more, they'd be more interested in it. That's fine. Again, my prediction for Best Picture is going to be The King's Speech. Just because, and I'll give you my reasons, it's got all the earmarkings of the stuff that the Academy. But it's first of all, it's British.
Yeah.
It's about a king. I mean, it's great performances in it.
It's historical.
It's very classy. It looks beautiful. Everyone's great in it, and that's why. I'm not trying to take anything away from it.
King George.
Yeah.
They got all the earmarkings of that, so I think that's why. Now, I'm not saying that's why it's going to win, but I think it will win.
Great.
My Social Network I'm voting for because I was more blown away by that.
Cool.
So.
Good. So that is, I think we've covered all that we intended to cover.
Did you, Amanda, where's your for Best Picture? You said King's Speech, right?
Yes.
Okay.
King's Speech for Amanda. And so we will see how we do. I would tell you,
I can't believe we're not even going to touch makeup.
We all agreed on Best Picture, and I think that's, I think we're all right. I think Best Director is kind of up in the air. Actor, Colin Firth, we all agreed, right? And I think that's a lock. And Best Actress, that's the one that could go the other way. Annette Bening is who Amanda and I chose.
We know that, you know, she's great. I don't have any, if she wins, I'll be happy for her. She's terrific, so.
Best Supporting Actor, all three of us agreed. Christian Bale and a lock.
Yeah.
And Best Supporting Actress, you get to Amy Adams, and I'm looking for the upset there with Hailee Steinfeld.
Really? Okay.
We'll see what happens. I'm thinking that they're going to split, but we'll see what happens there. And watch the Oscars and see what you think will win. Just a little trivia question for both of you. It's the only movie written by William Shakespeare to win Best Picture.
Must be Romeo and Juliet.
Was it?
No, was it Hamlet?
Hamlet! There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, the
Conferno,
right?
I think they serve Laurence Olivier.
It is the old version.
Oh, okay.
Good. So anyway, thank you for joining us for the podcast.
Any questions? Any comments? Any?
We have lots of post-its? Comments. I'm going to have to do that. We've already gone past our time, as always. But thank you for the comments. Keep them coming. And visit our website, and you can download this for free and leave a message.
It's not free. Why don't we charge
and
a little?
All of our podcasts are there. www.mccartymetro.com.
Yes.
You can listen to all the podcasts. So good. And also our sponsors, PB Imaging and Audible.com. And you can get something great there. So cheers.
Cheers to everybody.
Happy Oscars.
Yeah, happy movies.